downtown Fairhope. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan into the studio for Community Contact. Good morning.
Good morning, Lori.
I think first we want to start with the big news. You passed a new budget for 2023, and it's probably the first time in recollection it was done early.
In September, yes. We have been working with the staff and with the council over the past couple years to put a budget calendar together. We start working on the budget in May and really have a stringent timeline that we try to adhere to, and really excited to get the budget passed. That was our goal, to get it passed in September this year. We passed it the first meeting in October last year. And again, for us, because right now with supply chain issues and just hard time getting equipment and supplies, it's really important that we pass that budget in a timely manner so we can start these larger projects and we can go ahead and have the budget there. So, you know, we can go ahead and get pipe and, you know, whatever else it is, vehicles, equipment, mm-hmm. anything that we need to, you know, to do our jobs.
You have to look very far ahead.
We do. We do.
How much is the budget?
So it's $129,999,000. So basically $130 million budget.
And compared to last year or years past, how?
It's 12% increase over last year's budget. So last year's budget was $115. So $115 million. So it's a 12% increase.
And considering what's going on in the world, it's probably relatively flat, you know,
when
you consider inflation and the price of everything.
It is. You know, again, it's $43 million in utility investments, which is huge. $1 million for resurfacing and drainage projects. $1 million for traffic improvements. You know, we have new police officers for patrol, for beach patrol, new vehicles across pretty much every department. New trash trucks, new street crew. Everybody sees all the asphalt cuts that we have. We really need a new street crew to do nothing but sidewalk and asphalt cuts. A new right-of-way inspector and sanitation employees. Almost $4 million in park investments, which is huge, and that does include the $1 million of Go Mesa for the triangle, but $4 million in park investments, $1 million in investments in quality of life projects, which include, you know, the K1 Center renovation, the courtyard in downtown Fairhope, and then sidewalks throughout town. And then this also includes 37 new positions throughout the city. And that was one thing that the council had, you know, a lot of questions about, but I was able to put a lot of supporting documentation in the budget book for the council to see, things like, you know, adding police officers, you know, adding 3 people to patrol, adding a communications officer, adding a beach patrol, things that we really need. 9 public works positions, and that's a street crew, that's right-of-way inspector, that's gardeners. You know, we've only added 4 police officers since 2017. And if you see the growth of our community, you know that we need it. 2 new employees in sanitation, and then 10 new positions in water and wastewater. And we all know water and wastewater are just, you know, growing to a point where we haven't added employees there, but I'm really needed. So adding those 10 new employees, and then added some seasonal positions that we can use in the summer months for grass mowing. Also added like a graphic design intern working with Coastal Alabama, a utility intern, you know, an opportunity for us to expose maybe high school students or college age students to the opportunities available at the city. And so hopefully a good recruiting tool for us also.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
So all of these positions will soon be started to be posted and be advertised.
That's what we're hoping. I would say within the next couple months.
And a lot of those water department employees, I suppose, will be needed with all of the sewer upgrades. I don't think I've ever seen a city council agenda with this many million dollars at once.
$15 million in water and sewer upgrades, and actually close to $16 million. And $10.9 million of that is the restore projects.
Yes.
Something we've been talking about for years. So excited to be able to finally see those projects being awarded, the bids being awarded.
So all that passed last night.
It did. It all passed last night.
And the budget passed last night. And let's talk about, first let me back up. Anything else in the work session?
I think
absolutely. The discussion of a medical cannabis dispensary within the city limits of Fairhope.
Right. That is something that you've probably seen statewide. A lot of other communities are adopting ordinances that will allow to have a medical cannabis facility in their community. we are probably, you know, one of the last ones in Baldwin County that will pass it. The council was seemed to be favorable last night. I think they want to make some tweaks to an ordinance, but hopefully it would be on the next agenda and then lay over for 2 weeks, and then it would pass. But, you know, again, this is a very regulated industry. There's a lot of stipulations when you have a facility in your community. There's going to be 37 different facilities across the state of Alabama. That could be a dispensary, an integrated facility, a processing plant, whatever it might be. Currently, we're just talking about a dispensary. It has to be a standalone building. It cannot be connected to any other facility. There has to be buffers. There's a 1,000 feet buffer to any school or daycare. We might even include churches in that. You know, we talked about not allowing them in the CBD, but maybe, you know, out in the commercial areas where, you know, specific zoning, maybe the medical overlay district. So we talked about some specific things. But again, it's very regulated, similar to a pharmacy. But I just want to, you know, reassure people that these are, we have medical professionals. You have to have a prescription, you know, from a medical professional for the medical cannabis. It will only allow oral tablets, non-sugar-coated, you know, cubes, gels or creams, suppositories, patches, nebulizers, and liquid that they will, that you can put our oil for or use in an inhaler. So it's very regulated. There's no raw plant material products that can be smoked or vaped, and no food products like, you know, brownies or cookies or anything like that. So again, there's going to be very regulated. It'll be a licensed dispensary. They're allowing 4 dispensaries to be licensed in the state of Alabama, but those 4 dispensaries can put up to 3 locations across the state. So, you know, this is the first time their state of Alabama is dipping their toes into it. So I assume that it would probably expand from there. I don't know how soon that will be, but we basically have 2 months to decide if we want them in our community. And then in December, they will start taking applications.
Interesting. And the state is obviously regulating all
they
of
are.
This, like
the
you
state
said.
Is right. And we can still put more stipulations on it, which we probably will in the buffer zones. We're going to, you know, determine where they go based on zoning. We're not, like I said, we talked about excluding the CBD and making sure they're in a commercial area.
And let me remind folks that you can hear and see that discussion. Still, if you go to the City of Fairhope's YouTube channel, you can watch the work session and the meeting live or anytime later at the City of Fairhope's YouTube channel. All right, moving to the agenda, other than the budget and the sewer upgrade projects, what would you like to mention?
I think there was you know, there wasn't a lot of our discussion last night, obviously, you know, was around the budget. They did pass the ordinance to establish those water and wastewater rates, and it is something that I wanted to mention to you, Lori. You know, we've talked a lot about water conservation, and this, again, is basically an ascending rate. So it means if you use over 7,000 gallons of water, that your rate will increase. It also puts some stipulations in there for irrigation meters. And I just want to, you know, reassure people, too, we have not been able to do irrigation meters because supply chain. We haven't been able to get the meters that we need. So we are going to start doing that again, especially with the passage of this ordinance. This ordinance right now is not set to go into effect until November 1. So this is a way for us just to remind people that, you know, it will cost you more if you use more water. So please, you know, just, you know, conserve. Do the things that you should do. You know, water overnight. Don't water in the heat of the day is what we remind people. That's when we see our peak. Right now we have, our capacity is at about 9 million gallons. We will have another well come online this year that will help. We're also doing some line expansions that will help. But, you know, if everybody will just conserve a little bit, it will help the city as a whole.
That does remind me now of an item that Jack talked about. Let me see if I can find it. I think it's resolution number 21. To award a bid to Along Boring Inc. for pump station and force main maintenance, $4,688,000. And he said, that's not a grant, that's in the budget.
That's in the budget.
What is that?
And it's not.
Isn't that water expansion?
It's not for a pump station or force main maintenance. It is a force main. So the project that we did from Ingleside to Bishop, that was a force main that we just recently, recently did. This will connect at Bishop and go out, connect at Bishop, go out Fairhope Avenue to 13, cut over, and then go all the way to 104. So it will actually take on 10 lift stations So all the lift stations will basically go to this force main. So it is expanding that force main to a 16-inch main and, you know, rerouting some stuff.
The way he indicated, it sounded like it was new. I was confused by the wording.
Yeah, and that's what we're... Jason Langley, our water and wastewater superintendent, mentioned that last night. It's not maintenance. It is new.
Okay, good, good.
Yes.
So that allows the Fairhope Utilities to service more customers?
Service more customers and to just, you know, help our system. Again, everything that
we're
doing...
Where you already have some customers.
Correct. Everything that we're doing is helping increase the capacity of our system. So, again, we'll reroute some lift stations. They'll all flow through this force main, and it'll also help us serve all that development that's happening out near 181 and 104.
Okay. There was number 18 was mm-hmm. to hire an environmental consulting company for environmental and cultural resource assessment and permitting for the K1 Center. He said that asbestos?
Yes, and it's required of the grant that we have.
Wasn't it done already?
There was, but basically they just went in and told us there is asbestos there. This will actually give us a plan for remediating that.
Okay.
So it's a little bit more in depth.
Okay, and there's no money on this. That's still to be established.
Right. It'll come back to the council.
Okay.
And we have used Mr. Ephraim on, he's worked on the Working Waterfront and some other projects for us, just a really great gentleman who does a great job with that service. So glad to be able to work with him again.
And finally, number 20, we have Taurus Electrical to fix the Fairhope Docks and Marina electrical system.
Finally, right? Finally.
We've been talking about this for a long time.
We finally got in there. We had to do a lot of, bulkhead repair and everything, and all that's done. This is going to be a joint project with our electrical crew and this company. This company is basically going to do all the work over the water. So they're going to do all that work. We're going to run the services. We're going to do some conduit. So we're going to work together on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
And that will enable the marina to get back to capacity.
Correct. And it'll upgrade some of those services. Basically, there'll be probably more power there than people need. But we are going to upgrade some of those services and make sure we can, you know, handle what comes into the marina.
And Jack was telling me, or Jay, about the restrictions on liveaboard, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Correct. So, you know, when they put an ordinance in place several years ago to allow liveaboards down at the docks, I don't think they ever intended for it to be a permanent situation. They also, you know, put in the ordinance that we could not add any additional liveaboards. Unfortunately, there have been a few added since that ordinance was passed, and they were not supposed to. So, you know, that was dealt with. But we really, you know, just did not intend for that to be a permanent situation. So we did put some rules in place that they do have to vacate sometime in November, vacate the premises. There will no longer be liveaboards.
Because you just don't have the capacity.
We don't have the capacity. And as you know, I think you've mentioned before, you've had a reservation in. And again, it's not a marina that was intended to ever have liveaboards. We allowed them to stay because they were there already. Mm-hmm. And the city had taken that over. We were not regulating it. And again, we didn't intend for it to be a permanent situation. So we thought now was a good time to go ahead and make those changes as we're making these upgrades.
But the loopers or our travelers can still come stay a few days and then move on their way.
They can. Actually, the transients, the way the ordinance was the rules were written that the council passed, they can stay up to 30 days.
That's right.
But that fee is such that, I mean, they would pay $2,000, I think, or a little bit more if they wanted to stay there for 30 days. So the fee is really high. But so, you know, if they choose to do that, that's fine. But I think most of them would probably come in and stay, you know, 2 to 5 days at most.
Okay. We're speaking with Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan here at WABF. It is 8:38 and 67 degrees. What else on last night's agenda or public comments? Anything else that you would like to mention?
I think there's just three other things, Lori, I want to mention. In my comments, I recognized Representative Joe Faust, who's going to be retiring from his position, and really was excited to do that. Mr. Faust has just been such a, a steady, you know, just force here in our area, mm-hmm. In Fairhope and in Baldwin County, and now at the state level. He served, House District 94 for 20 years, so was nice to be able to honor him and have him there last night with his family. The other thing is just letting everybody know that on October the 13th, we will have a homecoming parade, which we have not had in years. Excited to bring that back. I think the kids, I talked to one parent, and she said you know, my kids don't even know how to build a float. She said, so I guess I'm going to have to do a float making tutorial. But, you know, something everybody always used to look forward to. So glad we're doing that again. And then also did a lot of recognition for our staff, our treasury staff, and, you know, leadership team and the council for the work they put into the budget. So those three things were things I wanted to mention. And one thing we did walk on to was FEEF is having an event on October 22nd at the Halstead Amphitheater, and we did give them permission to use the streets and sidewalks there.
Okay. And I thought of one more thing.
Okay.
That's strange.
The comprehensive plan.
The comprehensive plan. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a series of meetings in October, which is like next week. So.
It is. October 3rd and 4th. And y'all can find that on the website. But it's October 3rd at 9 and 1 o'clock and October 4th at 11 and 5. They will do public presentations of the draft of the comprehensive plan. We have a meeting with the team later this morning to discuss some of the things that we know we've looked at so far. So excited to see, you know, what the team has come up with and what the public thinks about it.
And this is after months of public input.
Yes, after months of public input. And really, you know, I would say probably close to 500 just people coming to meetings, which doesn't sound like a lot when you look at our population, but really a great participation from the general public here, not to mention the comments we've received online.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of good input, and hopefully we've got a good product.
I've also shared this announcement. It's on the City of Fairhope's Facebook and our Facebook, and when you click, it takes you to the website where you can read so much information and provide feedback. And if you cannot attend any of those meetings physically, the October 4th, 5 p.m. meeting will be on the Facebook channel.
Right, it will be virtual. That was one of the things I wanted to make
live.
Sure of, is that people who could not come, you know, had an opportunity to do that. And you also have an opportunity to comment.
Yes.
You know, you're able to type your message or send an email.
That looks
either way.
Good. Okay. Very good. Well, thank you, Sherry. Anything
you.
Else?
I don't think so. Thank you, Lori.
All right. Appreciate your time as always. Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan joining us typically the second and fourth Tuesday of each month, following the Fairhope City Council meetings the second and fourth Monday. It is 8:42. Let's check in with Kenny in coastal traffic.